Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is Working as an Agent's Representative in Melbourne, what the job actually looks like day to day, the qualification you need to start, and where it can lead.
If you've been thinking about getting into real estate in Victoria, this is the one. The honest version of the job, not just the appeal.
Let's start with the basics. In Melbourne, becoming an agent's representative is almost always how people enter real estate. It's the front line of an agency. You're the person buyers meet at the open home, the one chasing inquiries, the one keeping a listing moving.
And at this stage, you don't hold a license yourself, right?
Correct. You work under a licensed estate agent who carries the legal responsibility for the agency and its transactions. And that's actually a good thing when you're starting out. You can focus on the people side, the listings, the buyers, the selling, while the license holder handles the legal and compliance weight.
So someone experienced is standing behind you rather than you being thrown in alone.
Exactly, which is a far better way to learn the trade.
What does a typical week look like?
No 2 weeks are identical, and that's part of the appeal. But the core stays consistent. You're helping prepare properties for market, running open homes, greeting buyers, answering questions, recording who came through, then following up every person who showed interest and keeping the database in order.
Is Saturday the big day?
Always. Most opens happen on Saturdays. The rest of the week builds towards it, preparing listings, chasing leads, staying in contact with buyers and sellers. It's social, it's busy, and it's a fast way to learn how the industry actually works.
What catches people off guard when they start? I don't think everyone realises how much of this job is follow-up and record-keeping.
The article is honest about that. The habits that separate good agents from forgettable ones aren't glamorous. Following up when you said you would, keeping accurate records, being the person a seller trusts with the biggest asset they own. Those habits build a name in a suburb, and they're worth more than any single sale.
That's a longer game than people probably expect going in.
It is. But within a few months, you're also learning to read what a buyer actually wants, how to present a home so it shows well, and how to keep a deal moving when both sides get nervous. That's a real, practical education you can't get from a classroom alone.
Who is this role right for, do you think?
The article puts it simply. If you like people, don't mind a busy Saturday, and want to learn a real trade that pays more as your track record grows, it's a solid start. Hands-on experience from week one, supervised by someone who knows the business.
Right. Let's talk about the qualification. What do you actually need to get registered?
You complete the CPP 41419 Certificate for in Real Estate Practice. It's 18 units. It covers the practical and legal grounding the role requires, working with clients, handling listings and sales correctly.
Can you do that while still working another job?
Yes. Archer Institute delivers it online and self-paced. You study around your existing commitments and finish on your own timetable. No fixed schedule to lock into.
And once you have the certificate, how does registration work?
The license itself is handled by Consumer Affairs Victoria. Once you have the qualification, you go to them to confirm the current requirements and apply. The article's advice is clear. Go direct to Consumer Affairs Victoria before you submit anything, because requirements can change and you want the current information.
Good advice. Now, is the agent's representative role a destination or a stepping stone?
Very much a stepping stone. The article calls it the first rung, not the ceiling. The next step is the CPP 51122 diploma and a full estate agent license, which lets you manage transactions independently. Down the track, you can run or even own an agency.
So the skills and habits you build in those first months really are the foundation for everything that follows.
Completely. And because you're building them with supervision, you're not carrying the full weight of a transaction before you're ready for it. That's the right way to learn.
For anyone listening who wants to take that first step, what do they do?
Start with the CPP 41419 Certificate for in Real Estate Practice. Archer Institute delivers it online and self-paced, with real Australian-based support behind it. Nationally recognised trading you can begin whenever suits you.
To read the full article, head to the Archer Institute blog and look up Working as an Agent's Representative in Melbourne. It covers the registration process in full and maps out where the role can take you from there.
Or call 1800 069 273 to speak to someone directly. Thanks for listening.